And to get Culture Files started this week, our latest epistle from comedian and writer Maurice Gohan. This time we asked Maurice to take a look at a recent BBC TV series, Yorkshire Walks, which was presented by the British artist and producer Shanaz Gulzar. The series concept is as simple as it could be. A solo human talks us through her walks in the heart of England, holding a 360-degree camera on a selfie stick and surveyed from on high by a couple of drone cameras. You know, that kind of simple. In any case, this is Maurice Gohan's takeaway.
There's a show called Yorkshire Walks. It's about a woman going on walks around Yorkshire. Did I watch it? No. I fell asleep just hearing the title. It's the most boring thing I have ever heard. But it's 2020. You don't need to know a thing to talk about the thing. Making a TV show about someone walking is the height of disrespect to the viewing public.
My walk today starts in lovely Leyburn, along Shore Ridge and Wood, then past the old smelt mill, through Preston under Scar, and then onward to Castle Bolton.
It's outrageous. There's no skill to walking. We learn to do it at 2 years old. Anything a toddler can do isn't worthy of airtime. If you're going to show someone walking, there needs to at least be a risk of death involved. Everest walks. Maybe that would work. Although I'm actually quite against people climbing Everest. When I hear of people dying on the way up, I just think, good. You thought you were bigger than nature? Than Mother Earth? The arrogance involved in that is astounding. Nature could wipe us all out at any moment. We are pawns in nature's game. We should be respecting nature and leaving it the hell alone. The people I feel bad for are the Sherpas. Losing a leg to try save some dope who works in finance, who wanted to feel alive for once in his shitty life. Taking cocaine and cheating on his wife wasn't enough of a thrill. He had to buy some hiking boots and book a flight to Nepal. I have nothing against people walking per se. I walk to get to places. Like from A to B, I'm not just meandering around. There needs to be a purpose to the walk. And to get fresh air isn't a purpose, just so we're clear. Once again, we're in 2020. They're slicing DNA and making steak from cauliflower. There must be an app that just infuses fresh air into your home. If you go for a walk to get fresh air, you are living in the past. You wish Glenroe was back in the air and you probably voted no in the abortion referendum. Let go of the past and get with the times. There are 4 episodes to this series. That is 4 too many. How much walking does one woman need to do? It's like marathons. Running is just a more extreme type of walking. Run 1 mile. Repeat it 42 times. 42 times. Nothing is enjoyable when it's repeated again and again. It's like when people ask me what my dream job is. It does not exist. Anything I have to do for 5 days a week is not a dream. I love roller coasters, love them. Nothing I enjoy more than going on a ride. If I had to do them for 8 hours straight, I would vomit. I'd be crying, begging for death. Anything you have to do over and over again loses any sort of enjoyment. The first time I heard a man's opinion, I enjoyed it.
Every woman lied when they came forward to hurt my campaign.
Now it's just white noise to me. Anything we have to do again and again makes us hate the thing. Take one walk, then you're good for the rest of your life. Do something else the next day. Value your life more than ever repeating anything.
That was Maurice Gohan there, who's taking really well to self-isolation. If you'd like to hear more of Maurice's previous Culture Files, have a look at the Culture File page on Spotify.